Our friend Madeline Brand is on assignment in Japan right now. She's doing stories for our Climate Connection series. And while she's in Tokyo, she's gone by the world's largest fish market. It's a place famous for the ultra-high-quality tuna featured at Tokyo's best sushi restaurants.
The demand for tuna is so great now that even though it seems like there's a glut of tuna standing here in the Tsukiji fish market just looking at the hundreds of tuna lying here on pallets, they really are being overfished, and it's a big problem for the tuna worldwide.
Now, Madeline doesn't really know her way around this market yet, so she went with a guide. His name is Tim Horniak. He's a freelance writer, a big sushi fan. He had all kinds of statistics about the fish in this market, fished from all over the world.
2,500 tons of fish worth over $23 million are sold here every day. And tuna can fetch prices up to 20 million yen, which, correct me if I'm wrong, something like $200,000 for a single fish.
I think they're kind of sorry for them lying here. They look like sad little porpoises with their tails cut off, a big gash under their fin.
And you can see the tails are sliced off in kind of 90-degree angle cuts so that the traders can directly inspect the meat with their flashlight, and they're looking for the freshest, fattiest tuna that will fetch the highest price.
Okay, and this is where it all ends up. We're sitting in a sushi restaurant right next to the fish market. It is 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're having sushi.
This is the best sushi in the world, right here, Tsukiji Fish Market. Ground zero for sushi.
Eat your heart out, Alex, because I'm about to eat some delicious sushi. Bye-bye. Sayonara.
Madeline Brandt, enjoying a sushi breakfast with Tim Horniak at the Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo.